Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio with myself, David Gibson. Today's show is really about self-expression, but it's also we're going to be talking about the conference coming up just next weekend, and also we're just going to be playing a lot of clips from some sound therapies in the conference. So let's begin. Okay, welcome, welcome. So first, let's tell you about some things going on here at the Institute. We've got the sound. First of all, we do have the conference coming up April 8th through the 10th. We'll mention in detail. We also have an open house on May 15th coming up from 1 to 5, all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's a really incredible time. People don't want to leave after 4 hours, right? And then we also have our summer intensive coming up, which is June 7th to the 17th. It's half of our certificate program, and it's here at the Institute in San Francisco area, Sausalito exactly, and it's 10 to 9:30 every day. We haven't killed anybody ever. It's really immersive and you learn a lot, and then you can do the rest online to get the whole certificate, and you can start that anytime. You could actually start April 9th is the start time for that, but you could start anytime. You could start later. And then the next 3.5 month program begins September 6th, whereas, you know, the summer intensive is just 10 days. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and also how to open your own practice, how to do sound baths, how to heal yourself and heal others, and how the whole universe works based on vibration. We also have, if you can't make it out, we have the Sound Healing Certificate online, which is starting Tuesday, April 6th, actually, is the next start time. And it works really well. We got a lot of people in the program, and it's kind of way beyond anything you would ever imagine. We've got so many incredible instructors. Our next recording program starts in July, probably August now. And that's all about how to run a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton Live and record and mix and produce. Right? And it's really effective. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell. We can also do a treatment and find exactly what's wrong with you over the phone or over the internet. And then if you want to buy the software, the next training is in the middle of June. We just had the training for the software today, actually. And you can open up your own practice really quickly. It's really a good way to good thing to add to your practice. So we have, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can click on the school and you'll see all the information about all our classes, or you can go to the store where we have crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, books and videos. We've got all types of music, and we got frequency CDs. We've got our vibroacoustic sound tables, sound lounges, that are really effective for overcoming anxiety or stress, really effective for Parkinson's, all types of things, and any neurological issue. We've got our sound pillows and dolphins, which are way cheaper but still vibrate really powerfully. And then we have the bass belt that you can put on if you got any pain. It's really good for it. We've got very specific frequencies for pain, for nerves, muscles, tendons, ligaments, brain, I mean, all different frequencies as opposed to music as well. We have music as well. So about 300 products on the website in the store. Then the Sound Therapy Center, we've got a lot of treatments. We can do voice analysis, as we mentioned. We can do it here or online. And then we can also find your home note, your metabolism note, which is an average of your heart rate and brainwave rate. You don't have to average out the brainwave rate. And then we can get you a CD and delta, theta, alpha, and beta, which is really good for sleep, creativity, learning, sports, and overcoming ADD. And just excellent for brain injuries, for anxiety, depression, a wide range of things. So you could find that at thesoundtherapycenter.com. In our research foundation, we've got over 400 clinical papers. We have student papers. We also have a lot of articles and videos that you can watch. And we also have a place where you can find a practitioner, or if you're a practitioner, where you can list your services, right? And you can search for any issue. You can search for location and find what you need. So, and then in the Research Foundation, you also find a link to the Medical Sound Association, where we have treatment plans for every issue you could imagine. I mean, goodness, from anxiety, depression, grief, PTSD, addiction, full range of issues, dementia, and also autism as well, and pain as well. So that's at medicalsoundassociation.com, but there's a link right here if you go into the Sound Healing Research Foundation. And then we have our Sound Education Association, where we're creating 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We've been doing classes for 3 to 6 month-year-olds, 3 to 6 year-olds as well. And oh my God, it's so cool to see them totally making sound, even sending sound to different parts of the body, sending sound to their heart, sending love to their heart with the sound, and sending love out to the world with the sound. They're so cute. Oh my God. So if you're interested in any future classes, we've got exercises there, but you can also get on the mailing list for future classes as well. If you're interested in the Medical Sound Association, we have bi-monthly meetings. You can get on that list as well and come to the meetings for different issues. So that's our school and store, therapy center, and research foundation nonprofit. Okay. So here's the website for the conference coming up this weekend, April 8th through the 10th. It's Globe, G-L-O-B-E, soundhealingconference.com/emotions. Right? You just put Globe soundhealingconference.com. You'll see a link to get there. But if you want to go directly there, Globe soundhealingconference.com/emotions. And it's April 8th. It's all about sound and emotions. We have 20 of the top psychotherapists, researchers, pioneers, instructors, doctors, and sound therapists addressing important issues and topics around sound and music vibration for healing a wide range of emotional issues. We are working with voice techniques for releasing stuck emotions, sound healing instruments for emotional transformation, frameworks of understanding emotional transformation, and details of treatments for anxiety, sleep, depression, grief, trauma, PTSD, anger, addiction, ADDs, and schizophrenia, right? And then we got a video demo. The schedule, we've got, you know, I'm doing a few workshops. We've got Suzanne Sterling doing the trauma healing power of the voice, which I'm going to play a little bit of in just a minute. And then Sylvina doing sound therapy, the path to emotional healing. John St. Clair is working with gongs and altered states. Jeffrey Thompson expanding consciousness with the science of sound. Susan Piera doing transformative healing journeys through addiction. Karina Karsten, relationships, wellness, and sex, opening to the fullness of love. And then Daniel L. from sacred chant to growling, support for complex PTSD. And then I do 9 techniques for releasing stuck emotions with the voice. Vicky Lisa Raphael, accessing the power of your speaking voice for emotional healing. She's looking at the frequency of words, right, and your voice. Vicky Dodd, sound as transformation, emotional self-care. Shante, be the song of peace. Learn a powerful technique to reset sorrow, anxiety, and trauma. Jamie Liu, sound, emotions, and the ascended masters. And then me, 10 sound techniques for being at peace in the midst of challenges and conflict. and emotions in relation to higher consciousness. Just go to the site and you can go register. It's free, completely free. And it's free playback for 2 weeks as well. So you don't have to be there live for April 8th to the 10th. And then if you even can't make that, you can buy them for $97 and get also all the videos of all the workshops and videos of some previous conferences as well. So don't worry about the schedule, right? So let me play for you some of the little bit of the workshops, because it's mostly recorded now. I want to play for you Suzanne Sterling first. Suzanne does this guided meditation with the drum that just is amazing for working with trauma. So let me play that now. Full screen. Okay. Enjoy.
Okay. So keeping your eyes closed or opening them, your choice. I'm just going to invite you to go into some self-inquiry now. About your voice. So, take a deep breath. Feel the impact of your voice. Maybe make a sound on the exhale. Ha. This beautiful thing that is a part of you, that is an expression of the deepest part of you, now has permission to release and feel perhaps some of the, what we might call shadow emotions, the grief or the fear, the rage. Welcome those feelings being expressed. Give them space. And also welcome the feeling of pure bliss and joy and aliveness that also comes from melting the contractions. Make another sound. Ha. Part of you that perhaps knows what I've been talking about, knows the ways that trauma lives in you, the ways that you've contracted around it, perhaps today can be an invitation to give yourself permission on a daily basis to move and sound and move, knowing that it is part of your healing path. It is perfectly natural to move. It is perfectly natural to release. It is perfectly natural to self-regulate. It is perfectly natural to come back to grounding and centering and co-regulation with others. This is what we need. Ah. And I'm going to invite you to consider in this moment the places where you actually can live into and speak and embody the truth of who you are. Look at your own life. Notice where is it possible for you to be in your full expression of exactly who you are? Is it possible in your home? Is it welcomed in your home? Is it welcomed in your spiritual community? Are there others who see you deeply and honor and welcome your truth, your authentic truth? Are you able to live into and embody your truth in the place where you work or the way in which you work? And we're not asking this in self-judgment. We're we're asking this just as a pure inquiry. Where are those places where I might release any kind of mask or hiding or protection and live into the freedom, the liberation of my own expression? Notice. And also, perhaps notice what you were taught as a child about your voice and your self-expression and your big emotion. Were you able to have a voice in your home? Were you able to be who you are? Was your voice welcomed? Was it dismissed, or was it perhaps even silenced? You are not alone. So many others living with this silencing, wanting to break free, wanting to be with others, wanting to be seen and heard. This is our birthright. And are you willing in this moment to make a commitment to that truth? Maybe admitting, yes, there was trauma. Yes, there were places where I felt afraid. Yes, there were places where I shut down. And that's okay. But in this moment, I commit to... Vibrational being, alive. So, if there is one moment that you can identify from your life, a moment where perhaps your voice was taken from you or when you gave it away, one moment, the first moment that comes to your mind, use your voice now to call it back. Reclaim your voice from that moment. Retrieve it. Say perhaps the thing you weren't able to say in that moment, or sing yourself back into your body. Sing that voice from that moment back into your body in this moment. Use your voice to do it. Here we go. Around you, anchor into your bones. My voice. And as the drum fades, you bring yourself back into this moment, back into your body in this moment. Perhaps bringing your hands to your own throat. Making some kind of commitment to your own expression, your own truth, the healing. We're just going to sing a very simple chant for the next few moments to close. The words are, may we remember, may we remember, may we remember who we really are. You can sing with me, you can make up your own parts, you can sing harmonies, you're in hopefully the privacy of your own home. You can just simply have fun with this. This is our closing commitment prayer dedication.
Suzanne's amazing. She's one of our instructors. Yeah, what I learned from this conference is first to express yourself. Sound and emotions, right? Because a lot of people, especially women, since they've been squashed by men for tens of thousands of years, are not able to speak their truth, not able to even say, I mean, scared to say anything, much less make sound, right? It's the first step to be able to express your emotions, express yourself. It's totally what we're doing with the kids. The second is after you express yourself, if you're not liking how you're feeling, to transform it into a different energy, a different sound, a different, from going from the chaotic vibration of that emotion to the actual peace of a stable vowel. Could shift to gratitude, you could, but that's sometimes hard. Could shift to compassion, a little easier. Love's one of the easiest, right? And then the next stage is really to be able to resonate higher emotions like love, gratitude, compassion, or oneness with Source. I want to play another little clip from Umanji, who does a whole treatment for grief. I'm just going to play the last half of this and enjoy this one. This is Umanji. Here comes. Wow, huh? What do you say after that, right? You know, emotions are what kill us. When we fight them, or when they last too long, especially the rough ones. If we keep running grief for a year, it's not good for you, right? If you keep running fear for years, it's really not good for you. It will kill you. Same with all the negative emotions that are associated with rough sounds, even anger. Ah, right? They if they stay around too long, they're really not good for you physically, but also just emotionally. They get in the way of being able to run more gratitude, compassion, love, and especially more joy, right? So feel them first. Don't shut down. Express them, and then shift them, right? But where do you go when you shift them? Well, before we go into higher consciousness, let's go to a place of peace. This next one is Lisa Raphael. All of these clips are from the conference, and this is a treatment for anxiety, right? Okay. So enjoy this one. Lisa Raphael.
He will.
Throughout the conference, we've got healings for the full range of emotions that are just amazing, like this. Even if you don't watch the presentations, come for the healing, the 10-minute healings before each presentation. Let me now play for you mine. One of mine I did. Okay. Okay. Enjoy this one.
Hi there. Whatever you have going on, feel it completely. It's perfect. It's okay to feel exactly where you're at. No resistance. Going on is perfect right now. Make the sound of it. You can't do it wrong. It's always perfect. You can't be out of pitch. Make the sound of all of your issues, how you're feeling now, and all of your issues, right? Meet it head on and let it express itself to tell you what the message is. Make the sound. That sound of that issue, and slowly, ever so slowly, to shift it to a beautiful sound of light and pure love. Transition to a beautiful sound.
The whole point with the emotions is to get back to you, to your own natural rhythm, your own spirit, your own soul, back to where you are you, free and able to express yourself, right? And then connect to the greater peace of Source and the Mother. Let me play another video now with Shanti, from Shanti's presentation, where she actually makes the sound of the Mother Earth. Okay. Enjoy this one. Oops, I'm going to go back. Here we go.
These intervals that are distorted and off, and the tuning is off, and that's what we're listening to all the time. And so what we want to do is go back and go, okay, let's go back into the actual sound of harmony and sound of peace, and we can really find that in practices like this. Yeah.
Okay, so might you be able to do the sound of the Mother now?
first sound that I hear is very low. It's a low. And then I hear it also with these beautiful high pitches. Tone is going the whole time, that underneath it, and then these beautiful, and then she's also got this really sweet, it's just like a chorus of if we all just knew how absolutely loved we are, if we all just knew. And so my hope and prayer is that we do a practice, consistency, over time, get to know the mother, and through the mother, get to know you, through the mother, because that's the truth, that's the real truth. We should definitely do that song. We should definitely.
Oh, create it? Oh, okay.
Do you want to?
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, record it.
Yes, yeah. So, we're going to work on creating a song of the mother, an actual CD of that, of what she just did. I'll let you know when it's ready. So, again, express yourself. Transform and get back to you, where you are whole on your own. You are you, right? It's interesting. That frequency is where you're at peace. And you can find that rhythm of where you're at peace by just playing or by just tapping on your chest. Do a little faster, right? A little slower, really slow, and find the rhythm that feels the best for you. And that's your rhythm, right? Here's mine here. Yeah. Which is a B. If you double that and double it, be ba 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 ba, and then da na 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 na, and then ooh, comes a note. And it's the note of B. When you double something, it's the same note. Okay? But then there's also the sound of your voice. Your voice, right? So what you can do to find the key of your own voice is simply do the same a vowel and go up and down in pitch. You don't even have to worry about notes or anything, just go up and down until you find the pitch where it feels totally the easiest and it feels the most comfortable there is. And that is your voice note. I'll find it for myself. Ooh, you. It's like the least amount of energy it takes to make a sound. Just breathe out and let the sound come out. Ooh, you. That's it right there. Ooh, For guys, there's actually two notes because there's falsetto as well. So here's my falsetto note. Same note, right? The least of my, I wouldn't do because I got to work for that, or got to work for that. But here's where there's no work at all. You can feel it, right? It feels peaceful. You can hear it being peaceful in me. A lot of singers, especially country singers, a lot of singers actually sing in the key of their voice so that they feel it seems like they're just totally at home, right? It's really cool. So those are two notes of you. Another one, we'll do one more. Let's find the note of love for you, where you are, where love is for you, right? Which I feel is different for everybody. So bring love into your heart now and feel it completely, right? You may have to think of a time when you're experiencing love. Just bring it in your heart now and feel it. Now, listen in your head. Don't make it out loud. Listen in your head for a frequency or a note that matches this feeling of love. Okay, I'll do it myself. Just go up and down in your head until you find. So feel the love first and then match it with a sound in your head, not out loud. Then make it out loud. That's my note of love, right? Now, this intuitive told me recently that if you work with that chord of your home note, of your metabolism, which we found by tapping, again, you can double that and actually find a frequency. So if or you could actually, time it, see how many taps per minute, and then just divide that by 60, and you'll get the actual cycles per second, which is a frequency or a note, right? And then you also do your voice note and the sound of love for you. Those three notes create a chord, which is really good for you. This is like the main three notes that are the best for you. And as I've talked about before, the one where your rhythm is, I believe that is your soul note as well. So I believe your soul note is where you're at peace, right? So where you're at peace note, your voice note, and the note of love. Find them. And then write them down. Figure out what frequency they are. Find out what notes they are. This is your chord of you, and it could really get you back to you. The main thing is to know when you're off, right? When you're not feeling at home, when you're not feeling comfortable, when you're not in your own vibration, right? And know, I can totally tell if some other energy has come in from another person or another booger, right? Right? And I can feel, it's almost like I just feel this different vibration in me. Sometimes it's chaotic, sometimes it's just a different frequency, right? And then to know that you can get back to you, you can tone, you could actually, around here I get on the sound table, but you can like play bowls, you can listen to music, you can go out into nature, do yoga. There's all these different things that get you back to you, right? Or make the sound and transform that energy that is not you, express it and transform it so you're back to you. That's the whole deal. The vibration of you. To know it when you're off, and know how to get back. Hold this vibration of you, at least through the rest of the night, the rest of the weekend. Imagine the whole week ahead, you're in your vibration, totally you, for months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you for listening. Take care.